down.
Right, right. And with leads coming in that aren't turning over, that's tough. And that's kind of why they've done this for me before, is to allow you to run this at the same time to kind of compare. Okay, here's Nadine.
Hi, Tara. Thank you. Hi, Ashley.
How are you?
Hi.
You're welcome.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. It's Tuesday. We're getting closer to Friday, so that's always a good sign.
Right?
So, my name is Nadine. It's such a pleasure to meet you. I understand that you've been talking here with Tara. Thanks. I appreciate that. So Tara tells me it's you and your sister, right? Partners.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Is she available in case she has any questions by chance, or does she kind of trust you?
She actually just came into my house.
Oh, good. So. Okay. All right. Well, if you want to put me on speaker, that's fine too, in case she has any questions, you know?
Hold on.
I want to make sure speaker involved. No
you
worries.
Come here. I'm on the phone with Google. They called me for Google ad. For the Yellow Pages for our cleaning services. So do you want to be a part of this? Okay.
Okay. Awesome. And I'm sorry, what's your sister's name? Just so that I'm addressing her.
Amber.
As well. Hi, Amber. How are you?
Oh, said hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, ladies, so I'm going to kind of go over, because I know, Amber, you're just coming in on the call, so I kind of want to explain to you the reason that we were calling, and let's see if this would be a good fit for both of you, okay, for your company. So our company is called Local Splash. What we are is a Google Channel partner, and in fact, my rep, Tara, reached out to both of you regarding this listing that just opened up within our company for your category. And this is in the section of the map, the local map of Google, first page. Okay. This position that we're looking to fill today is a position that we're basically looking for a company that provides a quality service, has a good reputation online, and most importantly, that can handle more business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what qualified you guys is because when we did a search for the company by name, there is a little bit of online presence, right? But what I found was 5-star reviews, okay? I saw a couple little directories, some that are called like Bizipedia, and you guys have probably never even heard of some of these directories. It actually could have been maybe when you registered the company or your phone number wound up on directories that people don't really know of, right? But there's also 5-star reviews that I found, and it's on your Angie's list, you know? So from what I see, I feel that we can all agree that you guys provide a quality service to your clients, you know, or else you wouldn't be in business 2 years. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to cleaning services. People are very particular, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're the type of company that we're looking to work with. Now, if we were to start working with you guys on the first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category, means that we're not working with anyone else in your territory who would be offering the same services. Now, this isn't just strict Google guidelines that Google gives us. It's also to ensure that you guys get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense, what we mean by it being exclusive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know currently you guys are using Angie's. Is that like the only platform that you're using now to try to generate more new business?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And I know it's kind of too soon to tell, right? Because you guys haven't been with them that long, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it the pay-per-lead program that you're doing, or is it, like, the opportunities that would be considered?
We're paying $280 a month for up to 29 leads a month.
Okay. So $280 a month for 29 leads, or up to 29 leads?
Correct.
Okay. And that can vary because it depends, too, on the project. I know that. So it's like you have a budget of $280. So it looks like depending on, it could be up to 29 leads. It could be less. It really depends on what the person's requesting. That varies
Correct.
In the cost of the lead. Okay. Got it. Correct.
So they're just kind of spinning it a little different, because before it wasn't like that. Before it was like, okay, your leads could be $14 to $200, but they wouldn't set them a budget. You know what I'm saying? And now it looks like that's
right.
what they're doing now. They're kind of spinning it that way, because I think a lot of people were like turned off by it. It's a good directory. I'm not going to talk bad about it. We work with a lot of their clients, but their setup's very different from how we work.
Weird.
Kind of, because, you know, in my opinion, and here's the thing, if you don't call that lead within 15 minutes, ladies, someone else is going to beat you to that call because you're sharing the lead with other businesses.
Right.
Okay? So it just makes it a little bit harder, you know, but it doesn't mean that you can't be successful. I think you guys have received one lead, right, is what Tara put in the notes. Okay.
Yes.
How was the quality of it?
We haven't cleaned it yet, so not quite sure.
Okay, so you got the job though, right?
Yes, we got the job.
Oh, beautiful.
We go meet the guy next week, and then we'll clean him in 2 weeks.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that you at least got the job. That's good. Okay. So, and that's one lead you got that you closed?
Yeah, on the phone.
Wow. So that tells me you have 100% closing ratio. That means you know what you're doing.
I'm in here.
Wow.
You know, you just gotta talk to people. And I've kind of been in sales.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of a background just talking to people. So, just try and relate to them and talk with them about, oh, well, you know, not that you actually care, but you got to pretend
right.
to care.
Well, you know what it is? It's called being personable, and it's like this. And it's your integrity, right? You got to be real personable with people, you know, with the general public, only because if you're genuine, right, people –
Right.
feed off of that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I just feel like, you know what? I like to be upfront and transparent. You know what I mean? Because that makes both of us being on the same page, right? So,
well, exactly. And that's why Amber and I work well together, not just because we're sisters, but because we communicate pretty good.
That's good, because me and my sister sometimes don't, so. I'm the oldest,
we click. I mean, I don't know how much older you are to me.
I'll be 37 this month.
So she's about 11 years older than me.
Oh, okay. See, my sister and I are 4 years apart. So she's kind of
like
my
dad,
and I'm like my mom. So they didn't get along either, so that's probably why.
Well,
but,
you know.
For the most part, we
do.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know,
this is what I hear, is that as long as you get them on the phone, you can close the job. So with the program that I'm going to offer you, ladies, this program is going to bring direct calls to you. We, however, don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. We set it at a fixed flat rate, month to month, no contracts. I'll be transparent, and I'll tell you, stick it out 2 months. What we call it is a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. We're not going to hold you hostage. I mean, just simply part as friends, okay? And I'll tell you how that all works. So do either one of you use Facebook?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Is it a business page that you set up, or is it like the personal page and you go on Marketplace or the communities?
I go on Marketplace and then just scrolling through everything. I did at one point have a photography business on there, but I don't anymore.
Okay. And I'll tell you the reason that I was asking is because the one package that I would recommend for you both is our Platinum package, because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that it works is it'll be a fixed flat rate, and it'll be month to month. I'm actually going to implement a new in-business rate for you to kind of help with the pricing, okay? So it's going to save you over 50% of what the original cost is. Your monthly flat rate
is going to be $249 a month. And it'll come with just a one-time $50 setup fee. That's just to cover the programming. Initial investment is $299 to get it started, and then $249 every month after that with no contracts, no click fees, no cost per call or job, okay? So this actually allows you to cherry pick the jobs you want to take. Now, what it comes with is first page placement on Google. That's with us getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it to the first page, and we maintain it there. We do content creation on Bing. We also list you on directories like Yelp, Apple Maps, and we'll build you the business Facebook page. In regards to Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising. Now, anytime that someone does a search on Google for your services and then they happen to go on their Facebook page, right? They're looking through pictures, they're looking through stories. We will retarget them with your ad. So your ad is going to appear on their desktop or on their mobile device, depending on what they're using at that moment, right? Now that
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Here. Here the last 7 years. Let me tell you something. I've had people tell me, why didn't you call me yesterday? I'm all because
yes.
I had the position been open yesterday, I would have been calling you. Yeah, that's it. So see, just to kind of clarify with you ladies, right? So anyone can verify their business on Google, but there has to be a first page placement available. That's when our company and companies that are similar to us as well, that are channel partners, start kind of honing through the area to find a business to fill that position, because those are the guidelines from Google, right? When we're part of their partnership. So,
right.
Yeah, I know, right? Where have I been? I'm all here. So basically with this too, just so you know, the Facebook ads, what I love about them is that you guys can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. They click on your Facebook ad and they're calling you guys directly. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, also keep in mind, ladies, spring's around the corner. Spring cleaning,
right.
You know,
right.
Everybody's getting ready for, you know, events coming up, graduations, you know, there's just so much going on. People are going to be looking. Airbnbs even more need to be cleaned because people are coming in and out, right? People are moving, you know, so this is really a good time for you guys. Now, I know you guys don't have a website, so I would definitely ask them to include a website for you at no additional cost. We would build you a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly website, and it would be attached where your business is listed. We also cover what we call the mobile platform. So when someone does a search and they're using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, they're still finding you guys on that first page of Google. Pretty much, I would say the package that I'm offering you today is going to cover all of your bases. But it is a month-to-month program with no contracts.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions so far?
So we would have to pay how much to get that started?
To get it started would be $299 because it's the first month and the $50 setup fee. Now, every month after that, okay, your billing would be on the 18th of each month. You're only being charged the $249 a month, okay? Once you complete your two-month verbal agreement, right, it just continues to go month to month. So if you guys decided, like, listen, we're good right now, or you know what, we just want to part ways for whatever reason, all you have to do is call us 3 business days before that billing is due and just say, hey, I need to cancel. And we simply part as friends. We're not going to hold you hostage. Your profiles won't disappear, okay? Your profiles, what will happen is you have the ownership to them, right, even during the time that we're managing them. So the only thing that would happen is the Facebook ads would no longer be visible because we're not servicing them, right? But your ownership to the business Facebook page. Now, the Google business profile is your profile. It doesn't disappear, but over time, it'll eventually fall off the first page. You might wind up on page 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the website, okay, you do have options. So regarding the website, right,
you can choose to either pay $49 a month. We continue to host, maintain, and optimize that website, okay? Or you can buy out to have just the domain. The domain is a one-time $99 charge. Or you could just say, I don't even want the website, and be good with that. So that would be the only difference. Those would be your options. Other than that, all the other profiles are yours.
Okay.
Okay.
And then for the leads and clients, they go directly to us?
So it's like this. I'm looking for someone to clean my Airbnb. I'm going to type in residential cleaning, cleaning contractor, whatever I'm looking for, right? Cleaning lady. There's so many different variations that people perform the search. When I'm doing that search on Google, house cleaning, whatever, right? I'm going to see that map pop up with businesses listed by below it. That's where your business is going to be listed. They're going to see your actual phone number on there. They're going to click on it, and they're calling you guys directly.
Okay.
We don't control.
And when you see our Angie's list where it's you have to right away answer or you lose them.
No. Well, listen. People are going to call you, right? Chances are if you don't answer, they're going to leave you a message. You'll also have a tracking and reporting system as well where you guys can track the calls that you've missed. You can track the calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results. You can see your profiles, the keywords we have you listed for. That, for me, is the beauty of the program, is being able to track all of that and not just take our word for it that it's working, right? So it's not like Angie's where – because, see, what happens is if you don't call that lead, you're losing the opportunity because someone else is going to beat you to that call because you and those other companies are paying for the same exact lead. So when they send it out, it's going to you. And I'm gonna say this. I'm going to be a little lenient on them, all right? You and two other guys, right, are getting that same lead.
Right.
So that's why they tell you, call it in 15 minutes because regardless – you're going to be charged. And there might be some, and hopefully it doesn't happen anytime soon or often, but I've heard of some that when they've called them, they don't pick up the call. Well, guess what? You're being charged for that still. Or they tell them, I found someone 3 months ago. Okay, well, you're still being charged for that. Or they tell you, I wasn't looking for anything. I was just curious. See, for that prospect, that potential prospect, it's a free estimate for them. But for you, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand that. They're not aware because it's telling them get a free estimate, you know. Especially with the contractors, it's really hard for them because, you know, some people that need work done and it's their insurance covering it, they tell them get three estimates. So they go on Angie's and they request three estimates, and it's like not even someone that they're going to hire. It's because they need estimates.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? And a lot of the general contractors are frustrated with that because they're like, they're people that are just getting an estimate for their insurance and it's charging me. Like I'm losing money, you know? So I don't want to badmouth them. I think they're a great company. It's just, you got to understand how they work, you know, in order to be successful. But yeah. So we do complete opposite. We feel that especially with you guys having that good closing ratio, that tells me again, it's as long as you got them on the phone, you can sell yourself. You know, you know how to close it. Good for you.
Right.
Good for you. So, I mean, what do you both think? Do you feel that this would be beneficial for your business? I mean, to give something like this a shot, that way we can prove it to you.
It would be, but the problem is with our contract with Angie.
Okay.
Just get out of it.
Yeah, I would never ask you to leave them. I would never ask you to do that. I would never even give you that advice, right? That's not for me to say. You know what I mean? And offering you this is not to tell you quit what you're doing and then jump over with us, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be super transparent. It won't happen overnight, right? We do get you listed in a timely manner because we're talking about getting you through the verification process, creating all these profiles, right? I mean, for one individual, it would take over 100 hours to do it. But we have a team that's dedicated to you. So to kind of give you guys an idea, right, when we're talking about timelines,
Within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, business Facebook page is created, and all of those can start generating phone calls for you. And also, you're able to start logging in and tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and visible, and so is your website. Again, those can already start generating phone calls for you. What we state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, that can take, with the verification, getting a profile done, optimizing it, maintaining it on that first page, the timeline I'm always going to give is 45 to 60 days, although I've seen it happen a lot sooner. I would rather stick to that timeline because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Because we know that it's important for you guys to start getting calls, like as quickly as you can, is why we're able to do the website, the Facebook ads, the business Facebook page, the directory submission a lot sooner so that you can start generating phone calls. So I want to be transparent in that way, and that's why I would never tell you to quit what you're doing now, right? You guys got to look at this as being an investment. If it's generating another bill for you, then to me, then it's not the right time.
I have the money. I just want to be able to put that. We get the calls going and the work coming.
I don't want to say no to you because I really want to say yes to you now.
No, I get it. And I completely understand. Listen, I know there's a lot of determining factors, right? And that's why I say, ladies, I'm not trying to generate another bill. I definitely want you guys to look at this as an investment, right? And that's why I share the timeline with you, because I don't want to be misleading either. It's not like I have a Google, you know, light switch that I flip on and you're on the first page, right? I wish there was, but even in that case, I wouldn't want it, because that means everybody would just, it would be crazy, you know? Google, because there is a verification process, and Google's like almost 100% digital. And it benefits you guys, too, because what they did is they started, like, weeding out the cream from the fat, right? Because there was so many companies on Google that weren't even legitimate companies, and they were just, like, listing themselves, lowballing people, taking business away from legitimate companies like yourselves, right? So Google started doing their process very different. And so that's why we had to give the timeline of the 45 to 60 days. Even though, I mean, I've seen some people verified and up on the first page. I mean, and I'm not even joking, within 3 weeks, some of them within 4, some within 5. But we give a safe timeline because, again, I would rather underpromise and overdeliver, because I'm the type of person, and my husband laughs at me because he's like, man, I cannot tell you, like, you are like, nope, if you told me, Anthony, you're going to have it done in a week, we're already day 8. How come it's not done? You know what I mean?
Right.
And my husband's like, you are just a stickler in that way. And I said, well, yeah, because don't give me a date if you can't. I would rather that you throw a little extra on it. You know what I mean? And then when you get it done sooner, I'm a happy wife, right? But I'm going to hold my husband to it especially, you know, because he'll say one thing and it ends up, you know what I mean? But that's just, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
So I tell him, like, listen.
I've been married for quite a time. I know how that goes.
It's like, listen, dude, I gave you the honey to-do list that needed to be done, like, last year, and we're still here, you know? But, yeah. So that's why, like, with our company, we like to play it safe, you know, because you just never know. You know what I mean? It's like you could give an estimate, right? Someone's telling you, oh, I just need 2 rooms. But until you get to see what that house looks like, you're like, oh, my God, they're hoarders. You know what I mean? This is going to take me a lot longer, right? So you just don't foresee. I'm sorry?
How does the verification work?
Yep. So with the verification process, we send you a list of pictures that we need, and these are pictures that will not post on Google, okay? These are pictures for what we call our back office. So part of the verification process is send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment. Now, ladies, that could be scrubbers, detergent, whatever you use, right, to clean. Send us a picture of your work vehicle, even if it's a personal vehicle. Send us a photo of that, like, hey, this is the vehicle I use to get to my jobs, okay? If you have business license or business insurance or business registration, send us photos of that. Send us photos of business cards you hand out, right? If you do invoicing, send us a blank invoice, not with your client's information on it. Workspace. Workspace means, like, if you store your cleaning supplies, your, you know, what you use, if you store it in your garage in the corner, send us a picture of that. So we give you a list of items, and some of those that are listed you might not have, and that's okay. You just send us what you can. And then we get you through the video verification, right? So we guide you every step of the way, because the video verification is not something Google wants us doing. The business owner has to, but this is why we ask you for these things, because we're guiding you. So it's very minimal, really. I say what you have to do, because we're the ones setting up everything, the profiles. We're the ones doing all the work. So that way you can focus more on your jobs. I know with Angie's, I think they make you guys create your own profile, right? Add your own photos. You got to add your own content. I think that's what a couple of gentlemen were telling me that they had to do. And they're like, I don't have time. I'm working and I got to do this and I'm not even done with it. And it's like, yeah. So they were kind of frustrated. But I think sometimes men in general get frustrated easily when you're asking them to do something, you know. But, yeah, so that's how it would all work. Okay?
Okay.
So we work out of our house, well, my house.
Yeah. A home office?
Well, pretty much. So we are storing chemicals in my house for the stuff that we clean. We use my vehicle for the business.
Yeah.
So we don't have an actual office. It's literally just out of the house.
Yeah, and that's what they call a home office. So that's where you would verify the business. Okay, now let me tell you. That address will never show on Google. So you are like the majority of companies. No one comes to you to buy products or pick out tile. Okay? You don't have a storefront. You go to the residence, you go to the commercial building, wherever you go to do the work, right? So you're mobile. So Google is very well aware of that a lot of businesses operate from out of their home. So they call it a home office. You verify your business at your home address, but that address is hidden for that reason. I know with Angie's, they blast your address on your profile, which I still don't understand the concept of them doing that, because it's not a storefront. You know what I mean? But they'll put your address on your profile. So with Google, it doesn't show anywhere. That address is hidden. We don't need anyone popping up at your house, right?
Right.
So that's why the address is hidden. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah, because we don't have, I mean, we have invoices, obviously, with our cleaning or our business.
Yeah.
I don't have business cards on me at the moment, but they being shipped.
That's okay. You'll have time to get all of that to us, too. I mean, you send us what you have, and then when the business cards, you could send a picture of that later on. You know what I mean? It's not like you got to stop what you're doing right now and send us all of that. Because the technicians still got to talk to you guys. And then we know, like, there's some people, like, I had a guy a while back. He was like, listen, Nadine, I'm out of town. Let's get this started. When I get into town, I'll start sending everything. I'm all, that's fine. Because if we don't receive it within a little bit of time, we'll, trust me, we're going to be on you. Like, hey, where's your pictures? Hey, we need this. Because we're really big on communication and making sure that we're getting things done for you. So if you haven't sent something, we're going to be communicating with you, right? We know you guys get busy. Sometimes it slips your mind. So you know, we're not just going to be
have
like,
a 5-month-old, so, you know.
Oh my gosh. I miss babies. You know, all my babies are big now. The grandkids are the best. Oh, congrats. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
You got your hands full.
Oh, trust me, I do. I also have a travel agency business as well, so yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Have you been doing that a while too?
I just started that up.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, that must be fun.
Well, yeah, if I could get some clients.
I have a friend. She does, she goes through a travel agency. It's a gal that she knows and she's known her for years. And I mean, sometimes I think, how do you go on all these trips and do all these excursions? She's all, girl, cause I have a travel agent that sets it all up for me and gets me screaming deals. So good for
that
you.
That would be me.
Good for you. That should be exciting. You know, planning someone's vacay.
Oh, it is, because then I learn, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be a lot of word of mouth, Ashley, because all it takes is for you to get, like, one person, and then they let their family know, and then they let their friends know, and that's where you're going to grow that business.
Yep. So it all sounds good. What if we decide we don't want to do this? Can we get our money back at all or not?
So I'm going to be transparent with you. They're not going to return your money, right? It's the first one that the $299 is non-refundable. Okay. I'll say it all in a voice verification recording. We're going to ask you to commit to 2 months. You're paying monthly. So I'll even state that your second payment would be on the 18th of April in the amount of $249. Okay. Once you complete that 2 month verbal agreement, it's just going to go monthly. It continues to pay each month. But let's say after the 2 months, right, you're like, we don't want to do this anymore. Okay. I'm going to strongly, strongly, strongly remind you, at least make sure you're calling 3 business days before the 18th to cancel the services so that way they don't charge you on the 18th, okay? There's no cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We prefer to earn your business, right, month in and month out.
Okay, so let's say that we pay it today, then we would have to pay it again
18th of April. 18th. Mm-hmm, correct.
What's the date? Isn't it? Hey, can't find your phone. So a month from today.
Yeah. So your billing is always going to be the 18th of every month. That's when your billing date is.
Okay. So you don't know if we'll actually get started on leave by then, though.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Within 5 to 7 days, okay, this is how the process is going to go. You and I create the account, right? I schedule your client interview with your technician, which I prefer to schedule it the same day, but no later than tomorrow, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving. 5 to 7 days, a profile directory submission happens. Can already start generating calls for you. 7 to 14 days, website, Facebook ads are live. Those can already start generating phone calls. Verification process, Google business profile, optimized on the first page and maintained there, 45 to 60 days. I am not going to budge on these timelines. I'm going to underpromise and overdeliver. How I'm going to put it to you ladies is like this. The first month, okay? I'm not going to say that you're not going to get some calls, because you might get some calls, because we're doing all that other directory submission, website, and Facebook ads being submitted and visible, right? So I'm not going to say that you won't get some calls. You might get some. It's mainly the programming that's going on in the first month, okay, to be very straightforward with you. But that doesn't mean that someone might not call you or a couple might not call you, right? When you're going to feel the strength of the program, is really going to be in that second month, okay? So this is what I'm saying. It's not going to happen overnight. A company like Angie's, okay, it happens real quick with them, and it's because they're listing you on their website. They're not creating profiles for you on all these directories. They're not even building you a website. They're not even listing you on Google, right? They've been running Google ads for years. And I'm not even joking when I say this. They spend millions of dollars running Google ads that'll say 25 best house cleaners near me. And they run those ads in an area where there's a heavy search. For them, not for you. They capture those leads, they turn around, and they resell it to you and to like two or three other businesses that are your competitors. This is why their leads vary in cost. Because they're trying to make the money back on what they're investing for themselves on Google ads. It's unique how they do it. Okay, I'm not going to say it's not. But you might find one day that if someone tells you, I found someone 2 months ago, that's because it's a lead from back then. They're not always going to be like a live lead that was captured. A lot of times, they're reselling them. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, it's not to talk bad about them. It's unique how they do it, but it's their process. So I just want to make sure that you both know that this will not happen overnight. I'm one person that I will tell you, I will lay it all out on the table for you because I want us to both be on the same page. I don't want to be misleading to anybody. And if that means that, okay, you guys just aren't ready, then you're not ready. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I really wish we didn't start with the energy.
I don't know.
Well,
then again, you wouldn't have called me if we weren't on Angie's, so.
And because you have a little bit of online presence, not a whole lot. A couple of directories and then the Angie's is what I saw when I searched the company by name. And it's understandable because I kind of feel like you guys are new to the marketing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to get your name out there. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how it's going to work. I wish I could give you better answers or, you know, tell you, like, listen, you're going to get, like, 20 calls this week. There's just no way of telling you that. I mean, I can tell you how many searches were done within your area in the last 30 days, but when we're talking about Google, it depends on who's performing the search at that time, where they're performing the search from. I mean, 90% of searches, they will start and stop on the first page of Google because no one wants to go on another directory and now perform another search. I mean, if they're looking on Google, it's more than likely that they're looking to make a purchase. Right?
Right?
They don't go on Google just to, oh, I'm just going to go on there and look. I mean, when I'm on Google, I'm either looking up symptoms, I'm looking for someone for a service that I need done at my house or what have you. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to Facebook. Same thing. I'm going to Facebook. I'm asking anyone know this person, anyone know that, anyone knows anyone who does this or you know what I mean? Those are the top platforms. And I'm not saying people don't go to Angie's, but I mean, even they know the importance of being on Google, but they won't tell you that.
Okay. So if I didn't sign up today, would that be okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'm presenting you a solution, right? A way to market yourself more. If you guys decide you're not going to do it, that's fine. Okay? I'm not going to pressure you. It is my job to let you know we're still calling through the area, even as we've been speaking. I'm looking in the queue right now. I don't see that they've qualified anybody. It looks like they went on break anyways. But when they come back, they're going to continue to call. Okay? Until we find someone and we get it filled. Once it gets filled, then we close it out. If you were to call me a week from now, if you call me tomorrow, I'm going to honor the price, but if that position is not available, that's what it's going to depend on. If I don't have this position available, then unfortunately you go on a list, so when it opens back up, then perhaps we'll reach back out to try to give you the opportunity again before we open it up back to calling the public. I don't have a way of holding the position. I really wish I could, you know, but when I got my manager telling me, like, the position open, fill it today, you know, it's like, he'll tell me, like, fill it yesterday. Okay, but it just opened today. You know what I mean? So that's how quickly they want it filled. But, you know, they got to meet our criteria too, so.
Okay. Well, then you're going to have to hold on for a minute so we can talk about this.
Yeah. Did you get my text, Ashley? I sent you a text.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's my contact information. Okay. That's my phone
okay.
number. That's my extension. Okay.
Okay.
Do what you need to do. Discuss it. You know what I mean? Kind of bounce it off each other. And then give me a call if you guys are
all
interested
right.
in moving forward. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call.
You are so welcome. It was nice talking with you, Amber. I hope you girls have a beautiful, beautiful day. Okay.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye.